One snap at a time. Stay together. 60 minutes. Let's go. Have some fun.
The New York Giants have already survived one storm this week, but they'll get another black and gold storm coming up Sunday afternoon. They call them Big Blue. They're the defending champions. And when you look at them, they have evolved from their first Super Bowl championship to this one. How different are they? It just seems like that team was predicated primarily on the run with Jacobs and Bradshaw. But now it seems like this is Eli Manning's team.
You know, it's probably just about the natural maturation and growth and development of their quarterback. Of course, he's probably 9 years or so in now. He is the center of their football team, not only their offense. He's got some talented young weapons, the most significant being Victor Cruz, who's as dynamic as any receiver in football, the third-year man out of UMass. They're doing a nice job of playing to their strengths. They're a really rock-solid football team. They do the things that make teams consistent winners. They protect their quarterback and they get after their opponent's quarterback. Eli's been sacked 6 times. Their opposing quarterbacks have been sacked 21 times. They take care of the ball better than their opponents. Their opponents got 24 turnovers on the season. They have 11. And they're outscoring opponents in the fourth quarter by plus 40 points. So, you know, teams like that usually put together 4-game win streaks. They're 6-2 at the turn like the Giants are.
You know, you mentioned earlier this week, Mike, that the Giants do the things that winning teams do. And I imagine that you just gave us the litany of exactly what you were talking about.
Absolutely. And not only do they do it consistently. And that's how you're able to put together consistent performances like this stretch that they're on right now, which presents a ridiculous challenge for us. But at the same time, we're excited about that challenge. We get an opportunity to measure ourselves against the defending champion at their place. I think any competitor is fired up about an opportunity like that, and I know that our guys are.
Mike, you've had experience with this in Pittsburgh with Ben. How much does a team, and in particular the Giants, feed off a guy like Eli Manning who comes up with big plays when it matters the most?
You know, they depend on it. They rely on it. They know that he's capable, and he proves and proves time again why that's a good belief for them. It's a great deal of comfort when you have stability at the quarterback position, no doubt. And the teams that are consistent winners usually do. And I think they fit the bill at all points of that.
Would you classify them as a passing team now as opposed to what they used to be?
You know, I think they're a balanced team. I think that they're capable, obviously, of exploiting weaknesses in secondary and often do. But I'm not ready to discount their running game. Ahmad Bradshaw is a tough runner who finishes runs. He's over 500 yards on the season with 4 touchdowns on the ground. His backup, Andre Brown, has 5 rushing touchdowns on the ground, and they have a first-round pick in Wilson, who's a third-team runner, who's shown flashes of promise. So they have the weapons to attack you in the manner in which they choose. Obviously, David Deal, their talented veteran offensive lineman, has missed some time. But largely, I think they have a desire to be a balanced team. I know that's been Tom Coughlin's personality over the long haul, and I'm sure as they round into the second half of the season, they're going to look to strike a balance in that regard.
Let's go to the other side of the ball. Their front four is incredibly talented, but front four is a misnomer because it's really a front seven. I mean, they call them Big Blue. They just come at you in Big Blue waves. They use a number of guys, and they shuttle them in and out, don't they?
Yeah, like many, it seems like we've had this conversation a few weeks here, Stan. You know, we've played some dynamic 4-3 fronts, and characteristic of all those fronts is a D-line rotation that applies consistent pressure on the quarterback. They do that. Like I said earlier, they've sacked the opposing quarterback 21 times. You know, those guys are led by Jason Pierre-Paul, who is a talented young man out of the University of South Florida. Ridiculously long, very athletic. OC on the other side also could be described in that way. Justin Tuck out of Notre Dame is another talented end that they have. People spend a lot of time talking about their ends. I've just been equally as impressed with the men that play inside for them. Chris Canty, former Dallas Cowboys, a former end, who brings that type of athleticism to the inside play. And Joseph, the other interior man, has 4.5 sacks on the season. So collectively, they put a consistent amount of pressure on the quarterback. They're individually talented, but they're also collectively talented. And I think that makes them doubly dangerous.
Marvel at the stat of 60 interceptions, but is that directly related to the kind of pass rush they get?
Oh, I think it works hand in hand. I've always believed that the best coverage is a good, consistent rush. They do have 16 interceptions. Not all of them are picks. You know, some of the balls are just hitting guys in the face. You know, I give them credit for catching them. But that's what a consistent pass rush does to you, though. You know, over the course of 60 minutes, it usually wears offenses and quarterbacks down and produces the type of interceptions and opportunities that they've been presented with. But to their credit, their guys on the back end are catching some of those gifts that are hitting them in the face, and they're making big plays that are providing a winning edge for them.
Going back to our earlier conversation about the type of offense the Steelers are running, does it become even more imperative to get the ball out on time and not allow that rush to get to your quarterback?
I think there are going to be several elements that are going to be pivotal for us to protect our quarterback in this football game. Getting the ball out and making timely decisions is part of it, but also a good healthy run game and screen game and quick passing game will complement those efforts, along with the normal things that we do with our backs and tight ends to minimize what ends particularly are capable of doing.
Well, it's a battle of the Titans, if you will. This is what playoff football will feel like and will look like, and it'll be a real crucible for the Steelers to see exactly who they are and where they're at.